Hello there, and welcome to episode 3 of Ours to Protect. This week we'll be hearing about the European Climate Change Adaptation Conference, which has been taking place in Dublin. But first, to a company with a presence in County Louth that's aiming to become the Airbnb of electric vehicle charging. Maeve Reynolds is the founder of Go Pluggable and outlines what the new startup company is all about.
I've studied a mechanical engineering degree. I've just finished my master's. And basically, I've always had a passion for sustainability and a love for electric vehicles. And I was looking at the market and wondering why people haven't made the switch and what was really stopping someone from switching to more sustainable means of travel. And then when we interviewed the market, basically what was coming back time and time again was this issue of range anxiety. So if I buy an electric vehicle, where can I charge it? And common pains that we were seeing from current EV drivers was that, you know, they're driving 40 minutes away from their destination to try and find the nearest public charger. So my co-founder actually drives electric vehicles, and we came up with the idea that what if we could connect domestic EV home chargers into a community-driven network so that it will increase the number of EV chargers available. And then it'll also allow you to book it depending on when suits you best. So that booking system on our app allows you to basically have more freedom with your EV driving experience.
The 24-year-old Queen's University Belfast graduate says the company's market research has shown that the lack of access to a home charger in urban settings has proven a big problem for people who either live in apartments or in properties with no driveways.
We asked our EV drivers within the EVNI Association, so, and also in the EV Drivers Association in Ireland also, asking them if they do have a home charger, would they be willing to share it? And over 50% of our 500 respondents stated that they would, which is great for to show the community element that that's really strong within the EV community. We also saw that around 30% of current EV drivers have considered switching back to petrol and diesel cars because of the current inconveniences that are around charging and not having enough range to drive day to day. So that was really, you know, that was a really important figure for us also, just to see, to really prove how much pain there really is with being an EV driver with the current lack of infrastructure, though it is getting better over time.
Although Maeve herself is from Belfast, the company has received help from the New Frontiers programme at Dundalk Institute of Technology and also has a co-working space at the Mill Enterprise Hub in Drogheda.
At DKIT, that's really where we got on board with the New Frontiers programme, which is again is excellent. They put you in contact with industry leaders, people who have started their own tech businesses from the ground up and have scaled that. So to hear those perspectives of people who have been through that has been really, really instrumental to our progress. You know, I'm only 24 and coming from a mechanical engineering background, this world was very new to me starting, and it can be quite intimidating entering the sort of business world, especially if, you know, that isn't your background. But hearing it from those passionate mentors who are so willing to help and give more information about what they could have did differently, it really does set you on the right path in the right direction. So we're extremely grateful for that and that support.
Go Pluggable was only formally set up last month, but 50 charger owners north and south of the border have already signed up to become hosts. Maeve says the future of the company is bright, especially given that the EU plans to ban the sale of new petrol and diesel cars and vans by 2035.
It's been really fantastic, and I think within the startup entrepreneur world, there is really this move for an all-island approach, and it really just does make sense. You know, we all face the same issues and we can all tackle it together. They can sign up on our website to become a host or a chargee and also hear more updates of our development and be notified when we do release to the Apple stores and the Google Play store.
And that website that Maeve mentioned is gopluggable.com. Now, as previously mentioned, the European Climate Change Adaptation Conference recently took place at Dublin Castle. The ECCA is Europe's flagship conference on climate change adaptation, and it's the first time the event took place in Ireland. Director of Research and Innovation with the European Commission, John Bell, says there are huge opportunities for Ireland when it comes to adapting to the impacts of climate change.
Adaptation means turning resilience from an idea into a way of living and working, and that means how are we going to manage our agriculture and food systems so that we can have the kind of crops if we have different weather? How do we manage the water infrastructure? How are we going to deal with the way energy is put into place and that can deal with the different kind of challenges that are there? How do we use, Ireland is a great maritime country, it's the fifth largest member state in the European Union in terms of its waters. That's a huge opportunity for Ireland to develop, first of all, a deep understanding of what's happening in the ocean systems that are dictating all of this, which the Marine Institute in Ireland is doing. But it's also an opportunity to become an energy, a renewable energy superpower, which can be a wonderful opportunity here in the country. And then you look at some of the other issues. How are we going to turn what is a really difficult debate about housing into a more future-focused debate about what kind of cities do we need to be living in that are going to need to have 10% of the cover in terms of trees and vegetation to deal with heat, to deal with an ageing population, and to make the adaptation challenge an opportunity to build a better, safer Ireland and a better, safer Europe.
And that's it for this week. Don't forget you can listen back to today's episode on the LMFM website, where you'll also find some practical tips that you yourself can use to help the environment. We'll be back with the next episode of Ours to Protect next Tuesday.